everybody. I'm James Hatton. Welcome to another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. We are going to start right now with our first game. It is a thing we call Alphabet. In this, I will be providing a letter to our players and a scene, and they will go back and forth with the alphabet. You know how this works. Tonight, our players will be Rob, Becky, and Jason in that order. Your letter to start with is S, and your scene is you are all auditioning for the same part. Rob, when you're ready.
So there I was, killing all the younglings, all the women, and the children.
There's no way you're getting this role.
Ugh, sand, it gets up my butt crack and it just won't go away.
Veronica, you think you have a chance to land this part? I have the high ground.
Why would you say that? What does that mean?
X-Wings. You ever heard of them?
Zounds. You don't even understand the references from the movie you're auditioning for?
Apparently not.
But as I was saying, Gungans, terrible, terrible people.
Can we just go over why you're here at this audition?
Do you think I'm not a serious actor?
Everybody watch this. I got this lightsaber trick, right?
What the fuck is he doing?
Greg? You need to calm down with the Star Wars shit, man.
Hey, guys. I've been working really hard on this, okay? This means a lot to me. I don't know about you guys, you day workers, but this is my life goal, okay?
I am not a day worker, sirrah.
Just so we're clear, you will never be anything, Greg.
Oh my God.
Kylo Ren, I've heard of you.
Let me say this, and let me say this once. Fuck you, Veronica.
Me? Fuck me?
Wow.
No way! You like blue milk too?
My God, is he still line reading?
Please get me out of here.
Qui-Gon, no!
Really, I think I might just pass on this whole thing.
So I'm gonna go.
Oh, Jason's committal to the bit. Fantastic.
Yeah. Loved it.
Holy shit, that was perfect.
You got Qui-Gon.
No notes.
Qui-Gon.
No notes, yes.
X-Wings.
Well, since we were in the theaters, why don't we go to our next game called Coming Soon. In this one, players are going to go making a movie trailer one sentence at a time. In this game, we are going to have Big Matt.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Matt and John. And you are doing a movie called The Incredible Edible Man.
Coming this summer to a theater near you.
The sweetest love story you've ever seen.
He was a man.
He was also a horse.
And she loved mutton.
But there was a problem.
He also loved mutton.
Which is technically cannibalism because he's a horse man.
A horse man who loved too much.
How did they get over their differences?
Will their hunger ever be satiated?
A hunger that knows no bounds.
Will they or won't they?
And by will they or won't they, we mean eat him.
To find out, you must eat the. You must watch this movie and eat it.
Coming this summer in IMAX.
The Incredible Edible Man.
Idris Elba.
Plays both roles.
In a tour de force.
A triumph de something.
See it in 4DX to fully experience.
And smell a vision to fully smell it.
Even better in AMC dine-ins.
Eat while watching people eat.
Ooh.
Sponsored by Burger King. Our meat's not horse.
A lot of rewrites on that one.
Yeah.
I appreciate Jason acting out each of those lines. I was watching you.
Matt, I was trying to use my brainwaves to feed you a line after Big Matt's eat while people watch. Eat while watching people eat.
Yes.
People. Like,
see, Rob, you get me. We're on a wavelength here, man.
I'm more upset that nobody said it was a tour de horse.
Oh.
You know, we should all just quit right now.
Yeah.
We missed
that was low hanging fruit, and we missed
it. All right. Let's go to Field Reporter. It's our next game. In this game, one player is going to be our news anchor in the studio. That will be Rob. Another will be the interviewee on the street. That's going to be Becky. And our interviewees are going to be John and Big Matt. Tonight's news story, crop circles have appeared at the high school. Rob, we go to the news.
Late breaking news coming in. Crop circles found on the football field at the local high school. Is it a prank from these students, or is there something more otherworldly about it? Fresh off her audition for a Star Wars movie, we go to our field reporter, Veronica. Veronica. Tell us what the vibe is out there at the football field.
Yes, thanks, Greg. And thanks for bringing up that audition. Worst day of my life. Anywho, I am here at the high school where we have discovered crazy crop circles. They look real wild, especially if you're up in a plane, which I am not. I am on the ground, but I can still kind of see them. And I've got some folks here who might have some answers for us. Sir, you've been here for a while. What do you think of these crop circles? Sir? Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I've been sniffing glue all day. I've seen the aliens. They're there. The crop circles mean the aliens.
Okay, you've actually seen the aliens?
I've seen it! I've seen these aliens, and I think they might have actually touched me. But these crop circles are madness because they look so weird and strange. Excuse me. The glue is.
Do you need me to call an ambulance?
No. It's just very taken aback by the crop circles because they're a bit phallic.
Okay. Good observation. All right. Well, we do have the principal of the school here to shed a little light on whether this is going to be students pulling a prank, or is this actually an extraterrestrial encounter? Sir.
Yeah, hold on. I need a drink here.
Understood.
I got the glue here if you need it.
Look, you're all reporting here and shit, and we got stuff going on in the corn, but you ever been in a relationship?
Sure.
27 years. She cheated on me.
Okay.
You know, you're talking about like looking to the stars and looking to the corn and look. I wasn't looking to his bed.
Well, you wouldn't know to look into his bed.
I mean, I should have. The signs were there. And we're talking about signs right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're reading signs. And you're seeing signs. You're like, did this student do this? Did aliens do this? But my neighbor did
it. They did it.
All right. You need to shut him the hell up. Like, I just...
Sir, really sorry about your relationship here, but do you think that it's possibly the children at the school who have been creating these crop circles, or do you think it's something more?
I mean, it could have been the children. It could have been my neighbor. I saw what he created, and it wasn't pretty, you know, and I don't know if I want to live anymore.
Sir, is your neighbor the one who was with your lady?
I mean, all signs are pointing to yes.
All right. Well, signs are very important here, folks. Can't super get to the bottom of this. I feel like I need to call an ambulance for both.
There's corn over here!
For both of these gentlemen. So, Greg, let's go back to you in the studio.
As the corn!
Veronica, thank you for that detailed field reporting. And I'm sorry we both lost that part to that other Star Wars guy. That was
fuck that guy.
But at least one of the two gentlemen you were speaking to had the high ground. We will see you next time.
God.
Insane.
Why is that guy covered in Elmer's white glue?
Seriously.
What an idiot.
You can only sniff Gorilla Glue once.
What a twist.
Oh, and then you just closes your nostrils up.
Come on.
This game is something we call Questions. In this, we have two players who will start a scene. I'm going to give them a question. They're going to topic, and then they're going to go back and forth with questions. If they, you know, do it wrong, we'll bring in the next guy. Here's the order. Mac, Big Mac, Jason, Becky, Rob, John. That's the order. And the scene is going to be your high school reunion. We will start with Mac and Big Mac.
So, what you been up to?
Do you sleep with my wife?
Do we want to jump right into that?
Did you know we were married for 27 years?
Don't you remember I was your best man?
Weren't we the class of 2001?
Would we be here if we weren't?
Do you not remember what my wife looked like?
Do you remember what your wife looked like?
Do you know who it was?
Would you believe it was Steve?
Are you telling me it's Steve?
Would it matter if it wasn't?
Thank you. Very good, Jason.
Hey, I'm Steve. Have we met?
You haven't seen Kevin around yet, have you?
Who's Kevin?
No worries.
Becky.
Hey, have you seen my husband, Kevin?
Did you check the bathroom?
No.
Kevin's not around, is he?
Are you still a piece of shit?
Why would you say that?
Did you do anything of value with your life?
Like Kevin's wife?
Weren't you that bully?
Me?
No, that guy!
Did we leave Kevin home alone?
Have you been sniffing glue again?
How did you know I brought the glue?
Did you not see the bottle stuck to your nostril?
So...
Has that glue guy been through here?
Didn't you see him over there?
Would I be asking if I did?
Did you notice he still got the bottle stuck to his nostril?
Who wouldn't notice that?
You think that's going to hurt when he pulls it out?
Did it hurt last time?
My wife?
Are we still talking about this?
Fuck. Yes. Yes, we are.
Can we get that guy some coke? Or maybe some glue?
Where'd that glue guy go anyway?
Why is everybody so high strung here?
Would you believe inner class tension?
Wait, what school is this for?
Would you believe that I don't know?
Is anybody here from the goddamn school?
Aren't we all just here to schnup Kevin's wife?
Did we all just show up at Moe's for no reason?
I'm gonna go find that blue guy.
Shall we call questions there?
Yeah.
I think like that really
needs a turn.
All right. I had one in the chamber, but I probably just won.
Go,
Gimme.
No, we'll go for you, Becky. Go.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Does anybody else notice this coffee tastes like shit?
Yeah.
Oh. Cat shit, specifically.
My wife!
And then John. Yeah, I think we're good. We really told a story together there.
We went on a journey right there, okay?
We're getting better at that.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, now.
That sound means that we have one more game left to go. So it is something we call High Sharks. And in this, I will be the Sharks with three players pitching products. And they will be solving dealing with nosy neighbors. Tonight's inventors will be, in this order, Jason, Matt, and Rob. Nosy neighbors. The floor is yours.
What is this? What are you guys doing? Shark? Frank? it's a little nearsighted. What? Oh, Shark Tank. Holy shit. Wow. I was just here dropping off my kids, but holy shit. Shark Tank. What are we doing? Nosy neighbors. Ooh. Oh. Oh, buddy. I got some solutions for that. Holy shit. So have you ever heard of guns? Guns work. I just go out back once in a while, just couple into the ground, maybe shoot some steel plate right up against their fence, you know, aim near the doghouse. You never want to cause bodily harm to any friend or fowl. Chickens don't count. I don't know why I said fowl. But you've also got a multitude of poisons. So when you build the fence 12 foot high, but they somehow still have that, they got that goddamn second story window. What do? You build a deer blind, right? You crawl inside there, you get yourself a high power rifle, and you just point it right up at that window, and you don't do anything with it. You just leave it there. You wait for them to see it. And we're not talking about deer here. So of course you paint it bright colors, and every human will see and understand. It's the implication. So again, multiple solutions. So let me see, how's this work? I will take 300 million for 33%, carry the 4 plus 11, and it could be yours. Thank you, Sharks. I'm going to go finish up with the kids.
Very good. I think that amounted to guns. They do sell well, but why don't we hear what was some of the other ideas we have there? Sir, you're next.
What you guys got going on over there? I saw my neighbor come over here. What is he doing? Nosy neighbors? Yeah, I can tell you about that. So as a rhinoplasty surgeon, I have worked on a lot of nosy people. So what I recommend is, you bring them by my office and we'll make their noses a little less nosy. You know what I'm saying? What's that? Not that kind of nosy? Brown note. You rig up a motion sensor so when they enter your property, it puts the brown note out there. Nobody's going to willingly come back just to shit their pants, no matter how interesting your life is. So, all right. Good talking to you. Oh, wait. $50,000 and like 28 points or something.
And I'll come talk to you about just getting a little off the top there. Thank you so much. And we have one more person wish to talk to us, sir. Nosy neighbors.
Hi, Sharks. I got some ideas for taking care of your nosy neighbors. We've all seen like Back to the Future or like the Blues Brothers, you know, in the beginning of Back to the Future, he's got that giant wall of amps, that one big, huge amp that's like the size of a house. What you do is we take that amp and we install it in your backyard or like that big old PA speaker on the top of the cop car in Blues Brothers and put it in your backyard, aim it at your nosy neighbor's house, and we hook it up to one of them, their detectors when people move. And when they notice that they're peeking their head over the top, the amp goes, "What's your fucking business?" Usually just one or two times of those and they'll just up and stop. We've sold about 400 of them so far, and that's just this month. So I would be willing to take like 10,000 for 20% and like a 2% residual. Thank you for your time.
Well, we have three great suggestions there. I do think we're going to do something a little unprecedented. We're going to talk to you, sir, in the middle, and then you, sir, at the end, because I do think maybe the giant speaker with the brown note, we could just turn this town to shit.
What's he doing over there?
You're gonna make it the whole town poop.
I think he's pitching products to billionaires again over there.
See, but if you do that, like you feel the brown note more than hear it, so you're liable to just shit your own pants.
I mean, I pay someone a lot of money for that service. And with that,
wow, guys.
Well,
hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. Again.
While we were
business,
while we were pooping ourselves across the shark tank, the comedy computer has been calculating who tonight's winner is. It is Matt.
You better be after what one. I paid for it.
True. It's because you were so close. We got to see so much more of you tonight.
Yeah.
So for winning, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me right here, not many places elsewise. But I would like you to support your local arts.
I like it. Jason.
Shooting guns in my backyard.
And at jpollardvo.com, as well as twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
John. Okay.
acp.net. That's
right. I don't think that's right. Big Mac.
I'm gonna go.
Why do you have glue on your desk? Never mind. Okay. You can find me at Matt Neslanek VO on Insta or Facebook or ACS X, sorry, and Amazon. So whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
We're a nihilistic dead zone. Becky.
Also on ACX. I'm new, but you can hire me because I've got a nice voice. And I'm also right here.
You've been with us all season.
Yeah.
And Rob.
You can find out more about me and all of our other cast over at ijov.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. Also has all the links for the various social media platforms we are on, so please go follow us on all the socials and go like and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them before anybody else.
And I've been your host, James Hatton. You can find me on all the socials at RevVoice, and we will see you guys next time on Inside Joke, Outside Voice.
Bye. Will we see them, though?
We will.
I don't see anyone right now.
You have to look deeper. Look in your heart. Look over the fence.
Oh, it's all sinful and evil in there.
I like that.